going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Benoit into the zone, drops for Domi. He's two! Domi scores! Max Domi is the overtime heroic game two!
Leafs win in overtime. What you don't hear that in that highlight in the play-by-play is Dylan Cousins going,
This is Maverick requesting a flyby.
Not a good look from Dylan Cousins. And he's not the only one on that play. Who's the other Sens player?
Drake Batherson.
Yeah.
Maverick requesting a flyby.
Granted, in this case. The Leafs up 2-0. How far can they go? Speaking of the Leafs and Cousins, Owen, you guys saw the Cousins play?
Yeah.
Cousins, since going to Ottawa, not that I'm here to, I'm not mad at Dylan Cousins, I don't really care. He had big numbers in Ottawa. Most of it was power play.
Yeah.
He got points on the power play.
Yeah, he came in those first couple games. Everybody in Ottawa was like, why? Oh, this guy's awesome. Yep. He's so good. He's so productive and effective defensively. Well, you know, check back in here.
Yep. Not so
now
much.
Now maybe you see why what happened happened.
Yep. Pretty rough. That series goes to Ottawa. The Sens are down 2-0. Speaking of the Leafs, I'm actually at a Wikipedia page that references the Leafs from 2015 to 2018. Why is that? Because that's when Lou Lamoriello was in charge of the Leafs. All right, it's draft day. We'll get to the draft in a minute. But Lou Lamoriello fired by the Islanders. Kevin Adams is going to meet with Terry Pegula when?
Elliot Friedman reported either at the end of this week or early on next week.
No rush. I don't know if we're supposed to read into that.
Drafts too important? NFL drafts
okay.
Too important for Terry?
Okay. Anybody want Lou Lamoriello?
I in this break, have been having a physical reaction to the idea of the Sabres bringing Lou Lamoriello in to run this organization.
Okay.
I think I'd walk out of this room if it got announced. Like, if I was working and it got announced, I'd leave. I'd be bad.
I have a lot of respect for what Lou has done in the game. He's obviously an incredible builder of hockey clubs.
Yeah, and he was in New Jersey forever.
Right, and they were unbelievable. He won all those cups.
He went to the Leafs, and listen, I mean, the Leafs, what he did with the Leafs might be one of those spots where I'd say, that's not actually a job you did. You had... His Wikipedia page says notable moves he made include drafting Austin Matthews. Oh, good one. That was a good move.
Yeah.
You drafted a bunch of high guys and your team got good. That's what was supposed to happen for the Sabres if Jason Botterill wasn't horrendous.
Ideally.
So he went to the Leafs. Then he went to the Islanders, who had missed the playoffs and were, you know, they made the playoffs. He also hired Barry Trotz off a Stanley Cup victory. To me, guys, the point, if you wanted to make a point about Lamoriello, Of course, your players would not be allowed to have facial hair. Is that part of him?
Yeah.
And it used to be that he wouldn't pay rookies the incentives. That, of course, changed with Austin Matthews, as it was going to have to. So he is from a bygone era. He is 80-something?
82.
Okay, he's 82. The one thing you could say to me about Lamoriello is, if Lindy were not here and you wanted to get a coach of consequence, he could get a coach of significance.
He could be.
He would have the credibility to do that.
Right. He brings a level of renown and respect to an organization, but
which, you know, you right. Look around the room. I'm not making the case for him. I'm just, you want to look around, anybody? That's Lindy was supposed to do that. When they brought in Lindy, I thought, okay, this is a coach that gives you some credibility. And the fact that Zucker and Greenway have re-signed is probably not nothing with Lindy. And I'm going to give Lindy a little credit there as being a real coach in the NHL, you know, maybe at the end of his tenure and end of his time. But like, there's credibility there. And Lamoriello, I don't know if he's going to work again or what he's going to do, but he would give you that.
Yes, he absolutely would provide a different, you know, it's about as far away from a Kevin Adams hire as you can get in terms of experience and sort of just respect around the league. It would provide that. I mean, if you look at the way that the Islanders have gone the last few years, like it's been a real disaster.
It's been some bad bets.
Like Pierre Engvall getting a 7-year deal is, like, granted, it's not a high number, but that guy's like a fringe player on most teams, and Lou signs him for 7 years for $3 million a year, and like that's just it's an anchor, and it's you know, we heard from some Sabres players that maybe some of them thought the game had passed Lindy by. I think if you're going to bring in Lou Lamoriello, you are leaning into, we're the old guy team now. And that's not what your roster is.
Right.
That doesn't fit what you're doing here. It goes against everything you've tried to build in terms of youth and skill and high octane, all of that. It will be, like, Lou Lamoriello is a wet blanket on that. Like, he's good. If he comes in, I'm assuming
you're going to start kicking pucks into the net.
Yeah. Like, you're hoping to sign Matt Rempe.
Right.
And like, that's your move.
There's a reason you haven't heard of Matt Barzal very much. He's one of the most electric players in all of the NHL, but he's just restrained.
He's been ground into dust.
Yeah.
Got a leash on him.
I'm really excited to see what he's going to do now that he's gone. Maybe the Lou system will go with him and we can actually see Barzal.
Between Lamoriello and Patrick Waugh, I mean, I don't know that it's exactly a rosy place to be.
Well, what they said yesterday too, though, was like, whoever the new GM is
he's gonna decide.
They're gonna meet with all the coaches and then go from there. That's literally how they worded it. Like, that to me is an interesting plan. Like, usually you just do everything all at once.
803-0550. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's not here. Owen's here. Josh is here. We're hanging out. Lou Lamoriello fired by the Islanders, and I don't know if Kevin Adams is gonna get fired. It's really tough to believe. The organizational shakeup where he gets elevated and somebody else gets the job, I suppose that's very, very possible, but I don't know. It's not the kind of thing where put it this way. Gone are the days of refresh my phone to see if they've made a move, because I don't think that they do that kind of thing really anymore. That said, like, the firing of Granato was a little bit of a surprise, but that was probably 100% linked to Lindy got fired. And if Lindy didn't get fired by the Devils, my guess is that Granato was still the coach of the Sabres. And they gave him another run in it. 803-0550. Lee in Buffalo. Hey, Lee.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Good. I just want to get back to your thing about paying running backs.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm old school, but I'm not a big fan of sitting there throwing $15 million a year at James Cook when he can't even block. Number two, I mean, unless you're Barry Sanders, Barry Sanders didn't have an offensive line. You know, there's an old saying, offensive lines make a running back. So we have a very good offensive line. I really wouldn't care either way if they traded James Cook at the draft or just told him to get out of town, because I just wouldn't pay him over $6 million a year. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, there's some decent running backs out there. And am I mistaken here? Is Frank Gore Jr. still on the practice squad?
I don't know, but Frank Gore Jr. is probably not going to be an NFL running back, would be my guess.
Well, and as far as your thing with Lou Amarillo, you might as well start bringing Rick Dudley back and all these guys, because I wouldn't even attempt to even consider turning on a hockey game. Yeah. I don't even attempt to watch it now. The game is so soft. I don't even watch the playoffs. It's just Lindy. I think the game has passed Lindy's time. They need a culture change and some young coaching, not these ex-players that think they know the game. They don't know the game. You know, if they hire Chris Jury as a general manager, I'll still start throwing eggs at the arena.
All right. Thanks, Lee. On Cook, just looked at some of this NFL Next Gen stats. You want to say, like, oh, offensive line makes a running back. That's not incorrect. NFL Next Gen stats, one of the advanced things they can do, you can chart yards over expected. What would the average running back get on this play, the way it's blocked up, player tracking? How many yards over expected did Ray Davis have this year? Here's your stat of the day. I like Ray Davis. Ray Davis is a nice player, right? But this is going to be a careful. Let's just be a little careful here. Stat of the day, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. All right, I'm going to pull up. I got to get the full number here, because I got to see Ray Davis, how many carries he had. Josh, Owen, would you throw a guess my way? 113 attempts this year. How many yards over expected for Ray Davis? 113 attempts, total rushing yards, not per attempt, total rushing yards over expected in 113 carries for Ray Davis.
I'm going to go like 75 over.
Okay.
I'm going to go with like 55.
Nine.
Oh.
Whoa.
That's not even that bad. Some guys have minus numbers. Like, it might be a trick question a little bit, because not everyone exactly knows the parameters. 9.
Right.
9 yards over expected for the year.
I was thinking, like, you know, he's getting a little less than a yard more than he should a carry.
So on,
that was where my number came
on
from.
On yards over expected, the best in the league is Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry had a monster season. Number 2 is Saquon Barkley, yards over expected. Like, you can see who the best running backs are by looking at yards over expected per carry. Henry, number 1. Henry on yards over expected for Derrick Henry last year, 562.
Whew.
Yeah. He averaged 1.7 over expected per attempt. Derrick Henry, monster.
That's insane.
Then Saquon Barkley, Jordan Mason, Chuba Hubbard, Jerome Ford, Bucky Irving, Jahmyr Gibbs, James Cook. That is your top. Tank Bigsby right there, too. Now, there's a pretty big drop-off. Barkley is pretty much twice as much as James Cook on yards over expected. Barkley just got how many million? 20? Cook might say he wants 15. Would he sign for 10? Would he sign for 12? He's younger. He's not as good. I don't think he's going to get 20. But I'm planning myself in the I would extend James Cook and pay him a reasonable salary. And it took me a little while to get here. I'm very much not the year of the running back. The running back is super important now. I am not that. I am the running back is important on a complete team. And the Bills are a near complete team. And I don't know how to handle it anymore. I'm not allowed to even have receivers that are good. And now you want to take away my running backs too. What is supposed to happen? Is Josh Allen supposed to run the Navy offense to a Super Bowl? All due respect, Navy. Can they ever keep good players that are skilled? Ever? Can we keep any of them? Doesn't have to be Cook, but let him walk? Okay, I guess you want a significantly less explosive offense because he's explosive way more than Ray Davis is. And Ty Johnson, too. And those guys are nice players, but the James Cook shade is just like, it's gone too far. He finally had one breakout season. They don't hand him the ball inside the 10 or the 5. Allen runs it in a lot. You want to protect Josh Allen? Give the ball to James Cook more. I don't know. I'm fine with paying him. I think the don't pay running back stuff got too far. The good teams are doing it. Derrick Henry got paid 8 on the free agent market. The Bills could have done that last year, too. They didn't, though. 803-0550. 1-888-550-2550, and I don't think Frank Gore Jr. is going to be a thing, personally. Jeremy and Joe, Joe's out today. You can give us a ring. You can give us a comment on the chat, whatever you want. Connor Orr, Sports Illustrated on the draft. We're one day out from the draft here on WGR.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.